Hello. Are you ready for your story? Good. Now, what would you like to know? Oh, would you like me to finally help you in the bath? I could wash your hair for you, or wash your beautiful body. No, I'm quite good with my hands, so you might change your mind. What story would you like to know? How I came here? Well, that's an odd story. Are you sure you're ready for it? Very well. A long time ago, in a small town, there was a girl. She had a loving father, a loving mother, and a sister. She had been considered the beauty of the town. She had caught the eye of someone evil, even to this day. He found her and doted on her and caused her father to, how do I put this nicely, make bad decisions? Yes, he caused her father to make bad decisions, and caused him to be in debt to him. So the father gave the girl to the man to repay his debts and to be able to live a long and happy life, which he agreed and granted him. So the girl was taken. She was taken by the evil man and stowed away in the dungeon. And while she was there, for the many months that she was held captive, she found that she was not the only one in the holds of the dungeon. There were other females, other young girls about her age, and all in range of beauty, that this man had stolen. She found the stories and memorized them, so that one day when she escaped, she could tell others of the horrors that this man had done. But one day, the girls started leaving one by one. First with a trickle, and then in a rush. And one day she was taken not knowing where she was going, but knowing that she would not be in the dungeon again. She was happy. But what she didn't know was that she was being sealed away in something worse than a dungeon. She was led to a room, laid upon a piece of amber, and she was magically stowed away for years and years. And one day she escaped. And one day she got revenge. Here, let me help you. This soap, I know you may be off in the wilderness, but come now. You must know how to clean yourself. Here, let me wash your hair. Does it feel good? Is the water still a good temperature for you? Yes? Good. My name. You want to know my name? Would you like to know what they call me? What the forest knows me as? What my father called me? What that lich called me? I've gone by many names. Bride, daughter, Rin, demon. Take your pick, although I'd advise against bride. It causes me to not have the best intentions. Now tell me, what brought you on a journey to my castle? Yes, you're moving. Where are all of your things? Lost? Bandits, I see. Well, you may stay here as long as you like. We have all the comforts you would ever need. You really want to know what my name is? Rin. Rin is what I used to be called. A long time ago. How long? Well, we're counting while I was frozen in time. About 300 years. 500 years. I lost count. But well, well over your age. But also, I went by it when I found new friends. Those who helped me take revenge on the Lich. Yes. Oh, he found his demise. But, unfortunately, I was unable to save all of the princesses he had captured. Yes. A few. Some I remember. Some I don't. They found out that he had tried and failed to find the perfect bride. He wanted to make a perfect king. Yes. He did plan to overthrow. But that's in the past now. Nothing to worry about. Especially now that he's gone. Oh. My apologies. I hadn't realized how far down I had gone. I get so enraptured in that story sometimes. Would you like me to stop? No. I see that fire in your eyes. The need. Oh, what happened to the fighting spirit you had earlier? The innocence that you brought? Oh, you weren't expecting that, were you? Shall I continue? May I kiss your neck? What, are you scared? I don't bite. I won't bite you unless you ask me to. So may I? You smell heavenly. Are you clean enough, pet? Yes? Good. Let me get you a towel. Good. Here, come out. There, nice, warm, and fuzzy. Do you enjoy it? Does it feel nice? Good. Now, shall I take? take my leave so that you may sleep. It is quite late. I wouldn't want to keep you. Oh. You'd like for me to stay. But pet. You don't know what you're